Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Thanks for joining me here today on Success Story Saturday, June 24th, 2017. Steve Cypress here. And my rhino of the day I'm sharing with you is this rhino pencil. Now, because I collect rhinos, the candles that I have, never going to burn. This pencil that I have, I'm never going to sharpen. But there it is, the rhino of the day. The colorful, cute little rhino pencil. And the reason for the pencil is the subject of today's Success Story Saturday is one of the greatest copywriters. See how I did that? Writers, pencil, of all time by the name of Robert Collier. Now, I love reading and studying biographies of successful entrepreneurs and marketers, and Robert Collier is certainly one. And there's a great lesson in how he got his start in copywriting. As a young kid, I think one of his first jobs, or his first job, was working something in a mining company in like West Virginia. And he was a voracious reader. He was a great student, and he went into the office of the mining company and he would read all the books there on how to run a business, how to acquire customers, how to do advertising, that kind of stuff. So he became interested in how to sell with the written word and how to grow businesses. And sure enough, after a few years there, he took off. He was born in the Midwest, but he took off for the big city in New York, where he fortunately somehow got a job at Collier's magazine. Now, I say that in a little bit of jest, because his uncle was the founder of Collier's. And so he got a job in the advertising department at Collier's, and that's where he became a real student and apprentice for the copywriters there. But he very quickly came up with his own concepts and ideas and tested them and had some extreme success as a copywriter and sold millions of dollars worth of products and services with his written word. And then he went and wrote what is still one of the all-time greats, must have for every business owner serious about growing your business. You know that we're all in sales anytime you own your own business. And so this is the Robert Collier letter book. Now, this is about a plain as covers you can get. This is the second one that I have. The original one I had that was all dark, dog-eared and highlighted and underlined and asterisked and you name it, I gave to a client years ago, never got it back, or for the course, understood, but you know, there's Amazon.com out there, so you can always replace a book. So I can't get back all the highlighting and underlining, but I can do it all again if I want. So I've had this one for a couple of years and only have a few marks in it, but this is a great book to just sit down. If you're not, you know, you have your summer reading, maybe you have your novel, some light reading, and then you want to pick this one up, which is also fun and interesting to me as someone who loves to study success in business. But there's no doubt this is 400 or 500 pages. This is 466 pages of pure gold for a business owner. The Robert Collier letter book. Now, back in those days, it was all about letters. It was about writing sales letters. But nowadays, this stuff would pertain to, he would have different, you know, let's go to the table of contents. He would have different things in the table of contents. So like, for instance, what is it that makes some letters pay? Well, today that might be, what is it that makes some videos pay? Another one is getting news interest into your letters. Well, nowadays you would read that and think about how to getting news interest into your social media posts. How to put a hook into your letters. Well, you'd think how to put a hook into your emails. So you see, this is universal stuff. Even though it was written about 80 years ago, it is fresh and good as new today. And if you haven't read it multiple times, you ought to, and you certainly ought to at least read it once. Not only is it filled with all kinds of stuff about how to do stuff, but the examples are awesome and just fun to read. I mean, he's got, you know, here are the letters that he wrote selling millions of dollars worth of stuff. And the true test of great copywriting, writing to sell, is I find myself reading these letters and at the end going, I want that. When, of course, the item doesn't exist and probably hasn't existed for like 75 years. And it's something that I couldn't use today anyway and wouldn't want. But I'm like, man, he just made me want that. I'm not even in the chosen who, the target market of someone you would think would want that, but it's such compelling reading. So even just reading successful sales letters, just in your spare time, you got 20 minutes and pick this up and read one of the letters, and you do that over and over, you're going to get your mind in the right mindset of the structure, the cadence, the words, the rhythm of writing and constructing messages, whether it's written, video, spoken, one to many, if you're presenting on a webinar, a stage, or whatever, how to sell with words. So grab the Robert Collier letter book. Now, an even bigger seller of his is a book that came back into prominence recently, about 10, 15 years ago, because it formed the basis of the best-selling mega hit movie and book called The Secret. Rhonda Byrne, who referenced the reason she came up with that, it was a book by Robert Collier called The Secret of the Ages. Story was, Collier had some kind of disease that doctors were mystified by, medical doctors, they couldn't cure it, but he cured it by some, you know, eating the right organic foods or something and just thinking right with his mind. And so he got into this whole thinking with your mind thing and wrote a whole book. He's one of the first writers in that whole genre, which is now, you know, the whole Tony Robbins and Deepak Chopra and all the self-help and better yourself and success kind of genre. And that's what that Secret of the Ages is, which of course became nowadays known as The Secret in the movie. And Rhonda Byrne, you know, kind of really ripped it off from Collier, but she gave him the credit right there, and then she expanded on it. And that's the way, it's the ethical way to rip somebody else's stuff off, because just about anything successful is modeled and based on some success that came before it, whether it's a book or a movie or sports figures. You know, don't think Michael Jordan didn't, you know, model the way he shot a basketball on however some other basketball great shot a basketball, or as kids, we all got up at bat, or I did at least, and was like, hey, look, I'm, you know, Mickey Mantle, or I'm Willie Stargell. You know, we did the old Willie Stargell thing. Like, I don't bat lefty. I'm not a power hitter. I'm not going to be Willie Stargell. We just love modeling successful people anyway. So here's it's definitely a successful seller of goods and services that you and any business owner and entrepreneur can model in your life. So grab a copy of the Robert Collier letter book, settle in with it, read it from time to time, dog ear it, highlight it, underline it, refer to it, go back over and over and over, and hopefully it rubs off on you and you get real stuff you can use in your business from it, not just the mindset of I see what I need to do and how I need to do it, some great ideas, but it also gives you actually the words and the structure and the phrasing and explains everything of how to do it. So that's today's Success Story Saturday. Robert Collier, one of the all-time greats of selling with words. And as always at the end, I should have said hello earlier. Rich is here. Hank Meister is here, and Faith is here. Great to see you guys. Hanker, I'm sorry you're experiencing kind of what Cub fans would call a typical Cubby season, or more appropriately, a typical Met season of like, what the heck is going on with these guys? But Cubbies have a great young team, and even though they're pitching, even last year was suspect. I mean, if you think Jake Arrieta is somehow an ace and is going to maintain that, like even that he maintained it for a whole year is a miracle, but they'll be back. They got a great young team. Anyway, thanks for you being here. I don't see any questions or comments or anything at all. Thanks to anybody giving me the likes and the comments, because that's how this thing gets boosted all over Facebook. So I appreciate that, and I hope you'll join me again tomorrow. I was just checking on Sunday because I promised that I will do a video every day, but I stay away from the business type of stuff, although I can't help myself most of the time on Sundays. I call it Fun Day Sunday. And I actually do have something fun that I'll be sharing tomorrow afternoon on Fun Day Sunday. So I hope you join me then, and I'll see you again next Saturday for another Success Story Saturday. For now, over and out. Enjoy your Saturday evening, and I'll catch you back here again tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.